Time of Moderation. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield. After the drought of 2012, corn producers saw record high corn prices. In 2013, those averages fell from around $7 to about $4.50 a bushel. And in 2014, they dropped even further. We'll find out more right after this. Managing for Profit is brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss Dealer Network or call 844-OWN-USED. Over the last few years, farmers have experienced a significant drop in commodity prices. Purdue Ag economist Chris Hurt says they are in for a time of moderation. Hurt takes a look back over the last couple of years to provide some insight as we head into 2015 and beyond.
Well, obviously, we're at a point where, you know, I think 2013 and 2014 really were transition years for the crop sector. We're transcending from some very high prices to moderation of those prices. 13 crop, we average on corn, as an example, about $4.50 a bushel. Looks like this very large 14 crop, $3.50 a bushel. So coming down off of those highs of $7 back in the 12 drought year. And again, I think it fits with where we think overall we're going from a boom period for cropping agriculture from 2006 to 2013 to more moderation over the next several years. So as we look at commodity prices going forward for the grains, you know, we think we're going to see recovery in the corn prices for 2015. Very big crop this year in the U.S. That obviously has depressed prices. We get fewer acreage of corn next year. We think 2 to 3% cut back on corn. Much of that will go to soybeans. And that gives us a positive tone on the supply side of corn. It also gives us an opportunity to build the usage base on corn as we go into mid and late 2015. So I think we'll be back in the $4 corn range for 15 crop. But that's kind of what we see going on into 16, 17, 18, something like $4 corn. Soybeans, around $10 beans now, down $3 from last year. And we are thinking that a big South American crop and more acreage in the U.S. could push bean prices back to more like the $9 range for the 15 crop. Then we see $9.50, $10 beans going out to the crops for the next several years. So overall, I think we're in a period of from boom into moderation, and moderation means some adjustments are going to have to be made on the farms.
Well, we talk about from boom to moderation. We're not anticipating bust, though, at this point, correct?
Absolutely not. And again, when we go through a boom and bust cycle, we always see some characteristics that we don't have this time.
I'm Megan Grebner on Brownfield, Ag News for America.